Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, what could happen? What could happen? Title of today's show. Actually, I think this is what? The second one today. Ooh, I think if I keep doing this podcasting, I might be onto something, huh? Hey, thanks first of all for all the love, the DMs on social media, the emails, those of you booking your calls so we can get on and get after it in a big way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, could I also ask a quick favor? You don't got to stop right now, but at the end of this podcast, if you haven't left a rating on iTunes, could you do that? Could you leave a 5-star rating on iTunes? If you want to leave a comment, that's great too. But just rate and subscribe to the Everyday Saturday podcast if you haven't done it. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because in 15 years, I have found the best clients just like you because people rated the show, subscribed to it, and it helps. It just helps get the word out, you know? So thank you very much. Hey, ask this question. What could happen? What could happen if you launched a podcast? Well, maybe one person listens and they start doing business with you. What could happen if you quit that dead-end job? Well, you might have a lot more time on your hands to dedicate to launching this mission, this passion that you really want to do. What could happen if you went to a seminar and you heard somebody speak and they inspired you to get after it? That could be a big deal, right? What could happen if you downsize that McMansion that's strangling you with a mortgage, sucking every bit of life out of your soul? Well, you get a lot more peace of mind. You get a chance to breathe, you know? What could happen if you re-engaged with that individual who pissed you off 5 years ago, embezzled money, or they stopped talking to you, or maybe didn't pay you some money, or maybe they, you know, did something to harm? What could happen if you reconnected with that individual? It would fill a hole in your heart, you know? Those are the questions I always ask myself. What could happen? And honestly, I ask myself, what's the worst thing that could happen? You know, I tell this story a lot. Back in 2002, when I went to that real estate seminar in downtown Cincinnati at the Millennial Hotel, and it was just, I'd never heard of this stuff before. Real estate? What? What are you talking about? I knew there were landlords because I used to rent from all these guys back in the day. You know, I never owned a home. I always rented. So I knew somebody had to own the home. But I went to this seminar, and I asked the question, what could happen? Like, what's the worst thing that could happen? I waste 2 hours of my life on a Wednesday night in April, 17 years ago. So I walked over there with another manager I was working with at the company, and we just sat through the seminar, and you know what happened? Magic happened. I got exposed, and I'm telling you, man, I got exposed to a thought process, and I know those guys were there to sell me and sell me hard. You don't even know hardcore sales till you've gone to one of these cattle calls. You know what I'm talking about? They get everybody in a room, shut the doors. There's like 100 people in there, 200 people. And they do like four of them. Hey, we're coming to your city next week. You know who it is, like the rich dad people or the real estate salespeople, whoever they are, you know? It doesn't make them bad people, but that's a formula, guys. Let me tell you something. That is a tried and true formula that they are there for one purpose only, and that's to find 10% of the people that are going to buy the next level program. They give them a lot of great free information, and then they put the hard sell, and they start at 10 grand and they end up at like 995. You know what I'm talking about. But I was okay with that because I was in so much pain at the time. I wanted to be sold. Have you ever walked into a car dealership and say, I want to be sold. Like, I want this car so bad. I'm a little bit, but I hope somebody pushes me over the edge because I want it. And I can afford it, and or even the house. You know, I want to be sold a house today. Whatever it is, I know I've done. I can't be the only one that walks in and say, "Man, I want a new suit today. I want to be." So I just want someone to give me the benefits to it, the features, the benefits, and then just close me. People want to be. People don't necessarily even want to be sold as much as they want to buy something. Why do they want to buy something? Because they want to have that feeling that that thing gives them. And when I was at that cattle call, that real estate 2-hour indoctrination 17 years ago, I wanted something different. I want a pattern interrupt in my life. You know what? I think that's what I want. That's probably a good word. I wanted a pattern interrupt. I didn't want to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. Coming home that Wednesday night, you know what I would have done? I would have come home. Our daughter was a year old, so I would have come home at 6 o'clock, and thank God she just stopped having colic. That was amazing after 3 months. Holy cow, the summer of 2001, we didn't sleep. Talk about not sleep. Now, you ever have a kid with colic? Yeah, and they say it lasted 90 days, you know. On the 89th day, she started to sleep. Started to not feel bad is what I was going to say. It's amazing, man. Oh, you moms out there with kids with colic, you know what I'm talking about, right? You're nodding your head right now. Oh, yeah. But anyway, I would have come home. My daughter would have been a year old. I would have downed a plate of pasta and shoved as much bread in my face as I could because I was supremely overweight at the time, lethargic, no energy. And I would have went to bed. And that night, though, I didn't do that. I walked over there because I said, hey, what could happen? What could happen? So I bought that real estate course. I was the guy that wanted to be sold because I wanted this major pattern interrupt in my life. I wanted to just, you know what I just wanted? I want what you want. I just wanted hope. Hey, can you just tell me? I don't even need a guarantee. But can you even just explain to me that there's something better that I could be doing with my life right now? That's all. I just want hope. And can somebody give me that? And that's what that seminar, that 2-hour indoctrination, I'll call it, gave me. So I bought the Next Level Seminar. I've told this story. It's in my book as well. I talk about it a lot. And it's very powerful. I mean, this, guys, this was a pivotal turning point in my life. Because from there, I bought the Next Level Seminar for $1,000. And it was a 3-day event. They came back to Cincinnati. And at that 3-day event, brought up a book that I never even heard of before called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I read that cover to cover along with Think and Grow Rich, two books I recommend to everybody that want to be an entrepreneur. And I put Robert Kiyosaki on the Mount Rushmore at the time of just entrepreneurial trainers. And Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I bought the Cash Flow Quadrant. I bought all of these different books, all the purple covers, you know, that he did. And then I ended up sharing the stage with him in 2015 at an event. Are you kidding me? Are you seriously? That's ridiculous. That's like fairy tale stuff. Or is it? I don't know. I mean, I had to take the action in 2002 to read his book, to go to this real estate seminar. You see how all these dominoes fall? This isn't by accident, guys. Like, there's no coincidence you're listening to this podcast right now. You believe that, right? Like, it's not a coincidence that you just happen to type motivation into iTunes and up pops this, all these different album covers, and you see one that says every day is Saturday, and you click on it and you listen, and you know, you're like, this guy's nuts, but I kind of like him. He's a little bit off his rocker, but he seems like he's speaking to me. That's not coincidence, okay? Let's just get that out of the way right now. All right, that is not coincidence that you're listening to my voice right now. Nor was it coincidence 17 years ago when I went to that event. And it changed my life. And it wasn't even the knowledge that night I gained. It was the hope that was injected into me like an IV of hope fluid flowing through my veins. Like, give me more of this. I woke up the next day on fire. And there wasn't even anything to really happen. I didn't buy anything. I didn't buy a piece of property. I invested in a course, but I wasn't going to take that class for another month or so. They were coming back. You know what I had? I had hope. That's all I had. I had a reason to wake up again. Like, I had a reason to go to work, because if I went to work, I could continue to bring in income that could pay my bills. And I went and applied for more credit. One of the things they taught us at this thing, which was really genius, because I think they wanted to sell us more product at the end. But hey, guys, tonight, part of your homework, it was our second night, call all your credit card companies and raise your limits. And this was 2002, so credit was really easy to get if you had a 700 credit score or something. So I called Amex and Discover and Visa, MasterCard. I went from having like 12 grand of available credit to 70,000. I mean, it was stupid how much credit I had. And that was one thing I didn't know I could do. I didn't know I could call my credit card companies at the time, because the internet, you weren't on there like asking for a credit limit increase. You were actually had to call the credit card companies. And it was amazing, guys. I just had hope, different ideas, and this stuff that, you know, you could actually live life on your terms. That's all I needed. I just needed a reason. So I went and paid my bills so I could get more credit, so I could buy more property. So I kept my job. I mean, that was the greatest thing going. Go to a job, use everything there, the fax machine, the copier, everything, to do deals, to get inspired, and get on the internet, learn more. Use that money to pay down my credit that I would have investing in these courses, for example. Because at that three-day event, I bought another event and went to Florida. And at that event, I bought another event, learning how to do notes and cash flow properties and mobile homes and all these crazy things. And wouldn't you know, after all of that, a few years, I had 40 units, investment. That was pretty cool. All with using other people's money, just like they taught. I don't have a course on this stuff. It's not like I'm trying to sell you a real estate course. I'm trying to sell you hope. I'm trying to sell you what I got 17 years ago that changed my life. I'm trying to sell you a mindset. I'm trying to sell you on the fact that anything is possible if you start asking that question, what could happen? You know, what could happen? There's something happening in your life right now. You're thinking about it, and you're thinking, you know, sometimes you allow yourself to dream. Sometimes you don't. Maybe you get that negative self-talk like we all get at some point. Like, I can't really. Anyway, back to reality. No, I want to encourage you to ask that question. What could happen? And then just take a little bit of action around that. And I promise you, you're going to wake up tomorrow morning. You're going to be thinking, damn, I feel better. But you got to take some sort of action around that. You can't just say, hey, what could happen, and daydream. And it's okay to ask that question. You got to follow it up, though, with even the slightest bit of action. And that's it. Like I talked about in the previous show, that's that flywheel that starts turning. And I'm telling you, man, that's why I tell people to book the call. Oh, he's just trying to sell me coaching. Yeah, okay. That's what they were doing at that seminar. Sure, I'm going to sell you a coaching. We're going to work together. But I want you to ask this question. When you book that appointment, ask, what could happen? So I get on the call with Sam. I get inspired and motivated and jacked up. But what else could happen? I get this movement launched that I want to do. I get going. My business starts thriving. I have freedom. I'm inspired. I'm motivated. I'm making every day Saturday. Yeah, that could happen. Matter of fact, it's happening. It's happening with a lot of clients. It's going to happen for you too. If you haven't booked your call, go to launchwithsam.com and just ask this question, what could happen? Okay. All right. I got to get after it in a big way, just like you do. We got an amazing day ahead. Amazing day ahead. The grass is a little bit greener now in April in Southwest Ohio. The leaves are coming on the trees. The sun's out. The pool's open. It's about 10 degrees, but the pool's open. I can see a pool. There's no more cover on it. Oh, it's a great day to be alive. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.